recording now.
When you step on the gas in your car and your car does that, does the it when it, it lurches forward? It, yeah. That's the that's your torque.
So hey, if
all right,
I
hold on. What do you mean by torque? I'm googling.
Yeah. So like it's like when your engine engages, it's the torque is the amount of strength
with power.
Okay.
Torque is the amount of turning power you have, much in the same way you turn a wrench. 369 foot pounds means that if you had a wrench that was 1 foot long and applied a force of 369 pounds directly perpendicular to that wrench, you would get 369 foot pounds of torque.
Foot pounds.
Yeah.
Foot pounds.
So the torque, if you've got like a tractor.
I agree with you though. It is funny.
Foot pounds.
I need a foot pound.
I have never in my life heard that phrase before.
I have not
foot
either.
Pound?
Foot pound.
Foot pound.
Yeah. So
300 foot pounds? That sounds like a lot of pounds in 1 foot.
So when you've got the smooth, torque, it's like that, when that power, when it lurches forward,
there's no jolt.
It feels like there's less effort necessary to achieve the amount of power of which you are exuding.
Something that produces or tends to produce rotation, the moment of a force or a system of forces tending to cause rotation.
So if you had a truck, let's say for sake of argument, a really strong truck with smooth torque, and you were going to yank a tree root out of the ground. Right, you threw a chain around that tree root, and then you gassed it. The smooth torque would be like nothing. It'd be like just like you just ripped it right out of the ground, and the car just moved forward.
Okay,
you know, and that's your smooth torque. Okay. Also, a great Michael Jackson song.
Smooth torque.
You've been hit by torque. Yeah, it doesn't really work. No, it doesn't.
You need two more syllables. Yeah.
So if you go from like
smooth torque.
When you hear someone going from like talking about what it's like when their car goes from 0 to 60, what's that?
Yeah. That's smooth criminal.
0 to 60, then I'm getting thrown off.
Ow! Sorry.
Words. But basically, so if you have good torque, then you can go from 0 to 60 really, really well.
Yeah.
It's
and really like smoothly, quickly,
super
low
smooth.
Effort.
Yeah, okay. Super smooth. Okay. Yeah. Very suave. It's very suave.
Yeah.
Suave power.
It's nice. It's nice.
Suave.
Like when a girl tells you, like, hey, you got very smooth torque.
Smooth torque going on there.
Where'd you get that torque? It's so smooth. Like, no, my torque is gritty like sandpaper.
Maybe some girls like gritty torque.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Everybody likes their own kind of torque.
You know. Right? Whatever floats your boat, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Men, are you tired of the lack of smooth torque? Over torquing.
Try Noxatril.
Are you over torquing?
We'll smooth out your torque. Oh man, what a silly show.
Who are you? I'm torque smooth.
This song does not have smooth torque.
It's
very jittery.
This is like the gritty sandpaper of songs. Of torque. Of torquey songs. Yeah. What is Alien Ant Farm?
Oh, that's a good version.
It's a band.
I had that on a playlist.
They made a cover. That's one of our bumper songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I recognize that we use Smooth Criminal, the word, but I never see the band name.
He does a little. He does a little.
Yeah.
All right, come here.
Oh, but you can barely hear it. He's like 10 feet away from the microphone. I like this version better, I think.
I like both versions. I think they're both really good.
It's a solid cover.
It's a solid song.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good song.
Oh, the video for the Michael Jackson one's awesome.
I agree.
He does that lean thing. How are you doing that? You're amazing. You're dead, but now you're amazing. Right. You can lean really far before you fall over.
His
shoes were nailed to the ground.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is true. I think that is true. It's this thing. It's like you.
That's so dangerous. You can break his ankles.
Not if you know what you're doing.
If nobody tells him that they nailed his shoes to the floor.
No, but if he's leaning and it goes too far, it's
hey
like,
hey, guys, watch
snap.
This.
Look,
no, Michael, just slide into the shoes and then try to walk.
Oh, maybe that's where he got
this is an actual thing.
Maybe that's where he got the, He leaned too far and snapped his ankles.
Somebody tricked him, nailed his shoes to the ground.
He had patented anti-gravity shoes.
What?
Let's see here.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I'm serious. It's on Mashable.com.
I'm not doubting you. I'm doubting what you're reading.
Oh. Yeah, I am too.
It's Mashable.com. It must be true.
It's fake news. It's fake torque.
It's a system for allowing a shoe wearer to lean forwardly beyond his center of gravity by virtue of wearing a specially designed pair of shoes which will engage with a hitch member movably projectable through a stage surface.
Okay, so they weren't nailed to the ground, but they were attached to the ground.
They were attached to the ground, yes. So he probably could walk around and then just like click his shoes into whatever immovable surface he had, yeah.
Something like that.
Weird, yeah. There's no way that you can just do that lean just like, for, I don't know, without special stuff on your feet.
Hey, I've got some special stuff on my feet. Look how far I can lean.
He had it patented. Dancers come and go in the twinkling of an eye, but the dance lives on. I keep on dancing, and then it is the eternal dance of creation. The creator and the creation merge in a one wholeness of joy.
Someone say he's the lord of the dance.
I keep on dancing until there's only the dance.
Ooh, the dance. Isn't that a Garth Brooks album? That was like the Garth Brooks album,
know,
wasn't
I have
it?
No idea.
Hey, Sam, you want to play that that CD we gave you?
No, I think she took
Patty.
She took it.
Patty took it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man.
I know.
Why? It was so bad.
He's got to have it on YouTube. Hold on.
All right.
Look
so
it up,
we
look
got a
up.
CD in the mail by a guy named.
Well, you
Paul.
Told Patty to take it.
But then I gave it to you, and I was like, "Let's play it on the post show."
No, that was before. I didn't want to tell her no. Some reason she got it in her hand in studio. She was like, "I'm taking this with me," and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, I hope she enjoys it. It was by Paul Woodcock.
Okay.
No, Paul Woodcock. Not Paul Woodcock.
Jumpy Trump Jump. I found it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course he was going to have it on.
Yeah.
Jumpy Trump Trump. Nobody trumps my Trump. That's right. You heard me right the first time.
Yeah, he sent us the
CD.
That's
my president. That's my man.
It's only got 219 views.
Sad.
He calls it like he sees it. Calls out fake news, believe it, because they lie to me and you.
Whoa.
Lie to me and you.
Don't try to figure them out. The man's on a mission without a doubt. Divine intervention from above to get the job done.
I'm just saying words.
He's a real city slicker and a mean go-getter, but he's really just a cowboy at heart.
Is he?
Is he?
Really?
He's a cowboy at heart.
Do what he do.
I think Trump would dispute that.
I said he do what he do.
He do what he do.
Just between me and
just making up words that rhyme.
That's my president.
Trump,
that's
Trump,
my
Trump.
Man. You
the
gotta
song
love
is actually called Trumpy, Trump, Trump.
Yeah, Trumpy, Trump, Trump. Like, he couldn't have come up with anything better.
Well, listen to what he... Of course he couldn't.
The album cover, at least on YouTube, is him standing next to a chair that has an American flag draped over it. Like, Trump. He's not in the chair. It's just this guy... in a t-shirt and sweatpants, standing next to a chair with an American flag draped over it. Somebody commented, "Did you really just mail this to television stations everywhere?"
That's funny.
And he do what he do. I said he do what he do. Just between me and you.
I like the build.
So was ever without sin cast the first stone. Mine's rolling, cause I'm a rolling stone. Yeah.
He's a rolling stone.
All right, that's Trumpy Trump Trump.
Trumpy Trump Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul Woodcock, for sending us that CD.
Was there only one song on it?
The your emphasis there.
That's his name. I'm just
well, you know, he also like overemphasizes like words like buttons.
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 Buttons. Buttons. What are other words that you overemphasize like that?
I don't know.
Buttons. You don't know until... I don't know.
What are other words,
words
you overemphasize?
I don't know.
Emphasize-y.
It just kind of comes naturally.
Is it a Florida thing or is it a you thing?
It's a me thing.
Okay.
It's just something I do.
It's a Drew thing.
Yeah.
Well, because I know that Minnesotans kind of like... drop the
keys
and
all that
stuff. Yeah. And take that stand. This is a 3-minute and 8-second song.
I'm really sad. I mean, that feels a lot longer than that, and you can stop it already before I hurt something.
Yeah, Trumpy, Trump, Trump.
Trumpy, Trump, Trump.
Yeah, please turn it off.
Minnesotans drop the T in a lot of things, though, like when there's two T's in a word, like mittens.
Hey, look, Mark Lauder's on Fox News.
What?
Oh, I wonder if they have a bio.
Our good friend. Yeah, we should hit him up and let him know that there's a bio.
Who ate all the peppermint bark?
Well, there's only a little tiny bite left. I finished it.
You should have just said, me. I ate all the peppermint bark.
There's a little tiny bite left. I took the last bite.
Drew took all the peppermint bark.
Now that mint patty tastes a lot like the peppermint bark.
Dark chocolate mint fudge.
Dark chocolate mint fudge. You can have it.
It's not yours to give, Sam.
What the who's asking me if I wanted any?
Sam giveth and Sam taketh away.
It's true. I know it's not mine.
Sam giveth other people's candies away.
It's Drew's candy, and I'm like, sure. I think that it's show candy, right?
No, it was addressed to me.
Oh.
It was literally, the box said Andrew Lee on it.
Wow. Hey, Drew, earlier, Sam dallied her dilly.
What?
Yeah.
Where was I?
It sounds really weird.
I regret saying it again.
We were walking down the hallway. We were both coincidentally going to the bathroom at the same time.
We do it once every morning.
Yes, we usually do. We're on the
same
clock.
I like how she makes to emphasize it. It was just coincidence.
Coincidentally.
I don't my bathroom breaks to go with John.
Oh, no, John's going to the bathroom. I better go, too.
It happens every time.
Yeah. But Randy was in there, too, I bet.
He probably was.
He was waiting for me.
Hello, John. I've been waiting.
I can go now.
He was in there when I went.
I know he's in there.
Sales guy Randy is always in the bathroom.
It's Randy and Dale. Dale's in there every time, too.
I see Dale outside the bathroom all the time, too, yeah.
They must conduct a lot of business in there. Anyway, Sam said that we had no time to dilly-dally.
Yeah, I said we have no time to dilly-dally because there's only like, I think we only had like a three and a half minute break. So I said, sometimes we have 5 minute breaks. I said,
you dilly your dally.
And I said, that sounds weird. And then I said, don't dilly your dally. Or whatever, dally your dilly. I don't know, whatever it was.
And then Taylor looked at us strange.
Yeah, Taylor always looks at us strange. She probably thinks it's really weird that almost a daily basis we go to the bathroom together.
Bathroom buddies.
We are bathroom buddies. I don't know. Like, Drew and I never walked to the bathroom together.
Well, we have.
We have, yeah. I mean, okay, in the course of the 3 years that I've been here, yes.
I mean, yeah, it's happened, but yeah.
And then we got a time up.
I feel pretty left out.
Yeah, time it. Yeah, time it.
We should do like full show bathroom trips.
I think it's a winning idea. No, that's fantastic.
Winning.
Just two dudes. Just two dudes in the bathroom having a conversation. So weird.
How's it going?
It really is strange. That is totally socially. It's different for women, obviously, but for dudes, it's like, hey.
Yeah, we're just standing next to each other.
We're just standing. Just
with.
This is worth our junk.
just out. How's it going?
Seems like a Keenan Peele bit, you know? Just in normal gathering situations.
I don't like the bathroom conversations. I'm not a fan.
No, I am not a fan of the bathroom conversations. Those little partitions should go up higher on the bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make eye contact.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just because it's just...
The worst is when you go to a place that's got a trough.
Oh, the troughs are awful.
Oh, troughs are the worst.
Oh, yeah,
the
pee trough?
Yeah, pee troughs.
Yeah, it's just a big, long tin that's wide open, and you just all kind of just stand there.
And you got to find a spot.
Yeah.
You got to find an opening.
Oh, that's terrible, because you know there's going to be somebody who's like, I can fit. Like, just squeeze in between
people.
They go,
shoulders touching and stuff. Like, no.
Yeah, it's not cool.
And then there's always the guy that tries to hit it from, like, 4 feet away. Just, like, stands in the middle of the room and was like, I can arc it.
It's true. It's totally true.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I can weave it in between you two. It's like, no, dude. No. That is not cool.
And it's all because of the challenge. It's just a little, it's a
guy thing.
It's a challenge.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's a guy thing.
Gosh.
Like, look what I can do.
That's so weird.
That's a lot harder to do when you're older.
Why?
You don't have as much force.
Yeah, it's just not
as much torque.
Yeah, there's not as much.
Yeah, you need torque.
Urination torque.
You got to torque. You got to have some torque to pull that off.
It's not nearly as smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes time.
I always have really pleasant conversations in the bathrooms. The ladies' bathrooms are very different, I think, from the men's bathrooms.
I hope so.
Yeah, there's a bunch of nice like hand soaps and lotions and stuff that smell really nice.
And you guys have a valet in there too, right? You have a bathroom attendant.
No.
I think you do.
Actually, there usually is a lady in there that's like changing the toilet paper rolls.
All right.
And
do you ever
handing out mints?
Drew, I know Sam wouldn't have this problem, but Drew, I'd ask you: Do you ever have that opportunity, that moment where you have to encourage it and to go like, we can go now. We can go.
Yeah, I definitely don't have experience that.
Yeah, no, we can. You can.
It's like you got to hand crank the torque.
You can do this now. We can. You're standing there for like 2 minutes going.
I'm on a time crunch here.
Yeah, you can do what you need to do. Thank you.
The break's ending soon.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I just talk to myself all the time anyway. So.
I thought you were talking about talking to other people.
No, I was talking about talking to my junk.
Oh.
Tell my junk to get on with it.
Get on with the show, buddy.
Let's go. Come on. I've been here a while now. I need to go back to bed. Come on.
That's so sad.
It is sad. It is. But so is my world. So, you know.
I remember once I've had like several conversations with Brian Miller about men's bathrooms versus women's bathrooms because a lot of times I will take off my shoes.
Yep. We've had this conversation. Yep.
We've had this conversation. I probably have had the bathroom no shoes conversation with you guys too. Probably while Brian was here too. But Brian gets very, very worked up because I often will like go walk to the bathroom and go into the bathroom without my shoes on. And he thinks it's disgusting. And I always have like socks or tights on. I don't walk around with totally bare feet. I have something on my feet. But he thinks it's disgusting. And he's like, don't you like... I mean, step in puddles. And I'm like, why would there be puddles on the ground?
I don't understand why that would happen.
So, I don't know. He said that in men's bathrooms, there's always puddles everywhere.
Yeah, because men miss.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
But, like, in the women's bathroom, it doesn't... I'm like, the floor is always dry. Except for maybe by the sink.
There's no way for a woman to miss.
I mean, like, if you try.
You'd have to try for a woman to miss.
Right.
And so men just like... Bleh. Just looking around, talking to people, and swinging it left and right, and it goes places, and it's just they're not careful.
Men's bathrooms sound like terrifying places.
They kind of are. They are. Yeah. They're not. Yeah, they're generally speaking not. Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
What?
Why are we talking?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Yeah. Wait. I don't think he did. I think we brought.
No, I think he did. I think
you
brought it up.
No, you started it with your dilly dally talk.
You just be quiet in there, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, put your dilly away.
Put your dilly away.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Both of you need to put your dillies away.
Sam, it's a family post-show podcast.
Gah,
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 gah, gah.
All right. What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm looking at Blu-ray releases right now. What are you doing?
We should do promos.
I thought that Predator came out today and it doesn't. I was bummed about that.
We should do promos.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, it is. We get Predator and Venom next week. House of the Clock on its walls, too, but I won't be watching that again.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, it was not good.
That movie sucked.
It was pretty look at, but not... No, Predator. I like Predator a lot. No, The House of the Clock on its walls.
Yeah, I didn't care for Predator that much.
I like it a lot.
I would be willing to give it another shot.
Hey, I watched... We can do promos, but...
So what did you watch?
I watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
What did you think?
I loved it. I'm like six episodes in already.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Because I didn't feel good yesterday, so I just like sat inside and watched Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, it's such a good show.
I loved it. Yeah, it was good. I really liked it, and I was very skeptical going into the first episode because you said that you didn't like the first episode, John. But I liked it.
Yeah, it was my cup of tea.
I could follow the story. Have you watched any more?
You can't say that yet. You've only watched one episode.
No, I can. There's stuff in it already. Within the first like 30 minutes, I was like, eh. So this is not my cup of tea.
You don't like boobs?
Nah. I just didn't go there. I thought it was funny. I just was like, oh, we got that joke, and now they're doing it next to a tree. We're not even a half hour into this.
But to be fair, though.
There's nothing else like that throughout the
really?
Show.
That's the issue.
I shouldn't
just
have put that in
one.
There because it turned me off.
It's just, I have not
you
seen anything
Game of
like
Thrones.
That.
You watched Game of Thrones.
Hold on. Time out. Flag on the field. Hold on.
That was like the only
of
scene,
freaking
though.
Freaking Thrones.
Okay, hold on. Flag on the field. Context is key here.
Game of Thrones pilot had so many boobs.
Of course it did. No, it did. Show like that, it's difficult around the house because of the boys moving in and out of the rooms and all that kind of stuff. So it just, and it was probably my mood.
It might have been similar
to the Deadpool 2 situation.
The five episodes after the first one, I don't think I've seen a single boob.
Yeah.
You know, there's zero nudity.
Yeah, it was just
zero,
the first one.
Zero nudity.
Yeah.
And I'm one episode away from finishing the second season. And zero nudity
in
that
show. Watch the last one just be like,
there's
all
a little
nudists.
Bit of, like, some of the humor is kind of blue.
Yeah.
But only some. It's not, I mean, it's a a distinct minority
sure.
of the humor is blue throughout the series.
Oh, God, you guys like it.
You should try one more episode. Try just one
I'll
more. Because I understand.
I'll try one more. I'll try one more episode.
I'll give it to you with the first one. Yeah. I totally get it.
I did not have any immediate appeal to the core character in the first episode. I didn't have any. I wasn't drawn to her in the slightest in the first episode, and I was like, oh, okay.
I've grown to like her. I liked her. I mean, I'm different because I liked her right away. I have grown to like her more just because she is a really strong character in the 50s. She's a strong female character in the 50s when everybody is really talking down to the ladies, and yeah. I think that she's cool. I think that the whole concept and premise is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. She does her thing.
And if I don't like it, it's okay.
No.
Yeah.
Not okay.
No, you guys didn't make it.
I want you to like it as much as I like it.
Why are you specifically shaking your head over there?
Because he really likes it.
I know.
And what did I say yesterday?
I know.
I didn't think you'd like it.
I thought you said that I would.
No. What? No, John. I said it like four times. I said, I don't think it's a show you're going to like.
No. I don't remember you ever saying that prior to me watching it.
You probably only watched it because he said that. You're like, I'll show him.
No, that's not the case at all. Oh, this show is going to be such a point of contention. Let's not talk about it ever again.
I'm not even talking about it now.
It's me. Sorry. Okay. I'm ready. Well, did you guys decide who's doing what?
Hong Kong residents are fed up with tiny nano apartments.
Well,
I don't know why that's funny. That would suck.
Morning Daily promo.
What do you want color to do, Drew?
I'll do black.
Okay.
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 Okay. Coming up on the Wednesday edition of Justice and Drew.
All the stories you need to know to kick off your day with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
We've got some updates on the homeless encampment in Minneapolis in the 7 o'clock hour.
Plus, Supreme Leader Jesse Kelly joins us at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. And breathe. That was 17 seconds.
Woohoo!
Hip hip hooray!
Oh,
Rush Limbaugh!
Oh,
hey, ready? Mm-hmm. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew. Updates on the homeless encampment, plus Jesse Kelly at 8:35.
Listen live 6 to 9 Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Smooth torque.
Theresa May gets locked in her car as Angela, how do you say Angela? Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
Awkwardly awaits.
I've heard it with a kind of a soft G.
Angela.
I was just saying.
Like yogging.
Like yogging.
Or a jewelry. That was one when I dated.
Jewelry?
Yeah. Because when I dated the guy from Sweden, the Swedes don't, they do a soft J on everything. And that was like one of the first things that I heard and noticed when his family, when I first met his family.
Oh, we call her Jewelry Clinton.
No, because I know, jewelry.
I know, it just sounded like Hillary.
So they tried to say jewelry, but it sounds like jewelry.
All right.
An SJ makes a sh sound, which is weird. Ready? PAX. You're listening to Joe PAX.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew. Updates on the homeless encampment, plus Jesse Kelly at 8:35.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
What? Sorry.
Typo about Julia Roberts' holes leads to awkward headline.
I saw that.
Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age.
What are they referring to?
Oh my goodness.
I don't understand. Like, what is the actual meaning of what they're trying to say?
I don't want to know. I like this one better. Whatever it is, it's not as good as this one. I just finished watching Homecoming yesterday with Julia Roberts. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Will I like it?
No. No.
Nah.
I don't know that I liked it. I thought it started off good, but it didn't really pay off as well as I would have liked. I don't know. It was okay. It was interesting. They made some interesting choices, but good performances in it, though. Julia Roberts was really good. Bobby Cannavale? I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Let me Google him.
You'd recognize him. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Bobby, what
has he been in? Cannavale, I think.
Oh.
We still have one more, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Hey, by the way, I know why her holes get better with age.
Why?
Smooth torque.
Why?
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 But why?
Why are we talking about a hole?
I don't recognize that guy at all.
Smooth torque. Nothing. I got nothing.
What has he been in? Boardwalk Empire, Mr. Robot, Ant-Man. Weird. Okay. Do you guys hear static?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just me. I don't know what that's coming from.
Julia Roberts.
I do not like her.
Why?
Why? I've just never liked her. It's something about her face. I just don't like her face. I'm serious.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. It's like her face. There's something weird about her lips. I don't know. I've just never liked it. Her and Ted Cruz are like the only two faces I can't really stand.
Okay.
I think Ted Cruz is kind of growing on me, though. He's more, like, acceptable.
Well, that's big of you.
It's like his face is less punchable now. It's fine. It's fine now. Closing argument. You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Wednesday morning on Justice and Drew, updates on the homeless encampment, plus Jesse Kelly at 8:35.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
I wonder if you can hear the static on the recording.
You have a smooth...
Use the hashtag TCNT if you hear static.
Torquing without you.
It kind of sounds like a spooky sound.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
We should have done like a Blue Halloween parody.
What would that be?
Yeah,
I don't know, but some way that you can work in the spooky sound.
Yeah, I'll kick it over my head.
All right.
We done?
I think we're done.
Are we peacing out?
Indeed.
Indeed-o.
Bye.
That was beautiful. Bye.
Bye.
I hate when you guys do that.
I need to breathe.